City Hall says electric rates have to go up again in Sitka to pay debt on the Blue Lake Hydro expansion project. It's a predicament the city didn't expect to be in when it issued bonds for the project, when diesel fuel was expensive and electric loads were nearing maximum of Sitka's two existing hydro plants. But the rate increase doesn't have to be uniform. At the Assembly's meeting on February 14th, Utility Director Brian Bertacci suggested that the rates could be structured to help out Sitkans strapped by high bills in winter. The Assembly liked the idea, and it emerged in a pair of new ordinances. The first increasing rates by 15%, the second implementing the seasonal adjustment, which would drop residential rates to 12 cents per kilowatt hour beginning October 1st, then raise them to 19 cents in summer, when people generally use much less. Resident Harriet Belial didn't support another rate increase. She urged the Assembly to look elsewhere. She said she lived with her daughter and struggled to pay the electric bills.
You won't really understand that till you're my age, 83 years old, and you have to live on a limited income. And the money doesn't go very far.
Member Tristan Gavon has advocated for subsidies to assist people in Belial's position. He estimated that 20-30% of Sitkans would find an additional increase in electric rates to be devastating. The Assembly has set aside over $900,000 next year to provide electric rate subsidies to low-income Sitkans, but hasn't created a mechanism to distribute the money. Gavon said he would be reluctant to vote for the increase on second and final reading without some movement toward creating this safety net.
And I think it's something, you know, as a community, we need to hold each other up and recognize these are tough times, and those of us who can afford it to take on that, you know, that responsibility.
Member Aaron Bean has suggested allowing the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to audit Sitka's utility rates and perhaps to regulate them.
If one person's here to testify, there's probably 10 behind her and maybe even more. So I just asked the Assembly to consider supporting me and at least asking for that to happen.
But the support wasn't there, at least not among the four other members present. Mayor Matt Hunter said that turning over the local utility to the Regulatory Commission would require a vote of the people and provide no guarantees that rates would be lower.
The board has approved recent 22% rate hikes in Anchorage, large rate hikes in Juneau. I think the rates would be higher if the board was running it, because we can toe the line at right at the 125% that we're required to meet the bond covenant, the debt service.
Nevertheless, Hunter was not excited about raising rates. He called it the worst part of his responsibility as a public official.
I've heard from many people in the community who are finding it increasingly difficult to live here, of all demographics and ages, and it pains me to hear people continually say, this next one's the straw that's going to break the camel's back. This is the last thing that's going to finally push me out of town.
The Assembly voted 4-1 with Bean opposed to pass both ordinances, but the rate increase and the seasonal adjustment won't be final until passed on second reading. The Assembly last raised electric rates in October of 2016 by 5%. The latest increase should be the last for some time, according to the Electric Department, except for adjustments based on the Consumer Price Index. Members Bob Petruski and Stephen Eisenbeiss were absent. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.